Good morning and welcome to Citizens March 26, 2024 Information Systems Advisory Committee meeting that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene at 10 a.m. Those in attendance through the public link are automatically in listen-only mode. Citizens Board and committee meetings are recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. Thank you for identifying yourself prior to addressing the committee. Chairman Butts, may I proceed with roll call?
Please.
Thank you. Chairman Butts?
Present.
Governor Shelton?
Present.
John Vaughn?
Present.
Chairman, Governor Becksmith notified us that he would not be able to attend this morning, but you do have a quorum.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Plan on having a relatively short meeting. I do not believe that we have any action items. In the committee, just some informational updates that Aditya will go over. But as we get started, we'll entertain a motion to accept the prior meeting's minutes from November 28th, I believe.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
I second.
Thanks, John. All in favor, aye.
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 Thank you. Meeting minutes are approved. And with that, we'll get right into the update from Aditya. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, committee members. This is Aditya Gawala, CIO for the record. As Chairman Butts pointed out, we do not have any action items to present to the committee today. However, we would like to provide the latest updates on three very important information technology initiatives that were previously reviewed and authorized by the Information Systems Advisory Committee. I would like to draw your attention to tab 3. The first update is on the Unified Communications as a Service and Contact Center as a Service initiative. So let me start with the definitions first. Unified Communications as a Service is an information technology phrase for a collection of telephony services running in the cloud. This collection includes voice over internet, text messaging, audio video conferencing with screen and application sharing capabilities, and collaboration and content sharing. Contact Center as a Service refers to a collection of technologies that support call center management. This collection includes features like intelligent call routing, interactive voice response, call center workflow management, omni-channel customer support, and computer telephony integration. Some of the challenges with the existing legacy technologies are that these platforms are nearing the end of life, requiring a full hardware upgrade. There are support and scalability limitations with the platform and lack of integration capabilities and features that are required to support modern contact centers. The next slide, this slide shows brief history of the program. A strategy was developed and approved by the IT Governance Committee back in 2019. During COVID, Microsoft Teams technology was rolled out to all staff working remote. In 2021, a third-party risk assessment was performed. A vendor was selected through a competitive solicitation in 2022. Verizon was chosen for telephony services with NICE CXone platform for the contact center. And UCaaS implementation, which is Unified Communications as a Service, went live in production since August of 2023. Next slide. There are several benefits to these new technologies. The new technology extends our Microsoft Teams implementation capabilities. It's very intuitive to use, requires very minimal user training, provides scalability, very easy to add users or remove users, and it unifies support with a single vendor. It also gives us very high service levels, 99.999% availability. This slide shows the accomplishments on Unified Communications as a Service part of the initiative. This program went live in August 2023. Office of Internal Audit submitted an advisory on the initiative in November 2023 with no findings. The next slide shows the CCAS progress. There are three phases of this program. Two phases of discovery was completed in 2023. The next slide shows the three phases that are scheduled to complete this year. We are anticipating a go live with the contact center as a service in the beginning of the second quarter of this year for the first phase of this project. Citizens call center staff will begin to use this technology with this release. The next release is targeted for our independent adjusters, which we plan to release before the beginning of the CAT season, which is June 1st. And the later half of this year, we will roll out the remaining technology that includes workforce management and quality management and other key capabilities. Towards the end of this year, we plan to begin the decommissioning of the legacy technologies. And the last slide on this project shows the project spend, a total of 17.6 million over a period of 10 years was approved by the board. That includes $15 million for the subscription cost and $2.29 million for the contingency spend and $240,000 for the implementation. So far, as you can see at the bottom of that slide, since the inception, $96,500 was spent. I'll take any questions at this time before moving on to the next project.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, Governor Shelton.
Just on the last slide, we've only spent $96,000, but this is a system that's already up and running, or it did? Just a question on that. You haven't spent this? Okay.
Please complete the question. Yeah. Okay, let me explain the spend. There are two parts for this project. The first part is the telephony part, which went live in August of 2023. And the second part is the major component that has not gone live yet. We are scheduled to go live with the second part, the beginning of second quarter. And there are two other releases that are slated for the remaining year. So the telephony part is the least bit of spend on the initiative. It's only about roughly $14,000 a month spend.
Thank you, and good job. I would say that good working with your vendor on this. If we're about to go live here this year, I think you said June 1st or before hurricane season, and you haven't had to pay them near the $15 million. Great job holding on to your money there.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. Hearing none, moving on to the next project. The next update is on the cloud project. We provided multiple updates on the project at prior Information Systems Advisory Committee meetings. I'm very excited to share with you today that this initiative is approaching completion this year. Just a quick recap about this initiative. The essence of the initiative is to migrate our production systems from our on-prem data centers to the Microsoft Azure cloud. The benefits of the initiative are shown on this slide. So there are four major benefits. The first one is scalability. Adequate compute and storage could be stood up very quickly during peak demands without a lengthy and expensive procurement cycle. And we would be able to scale back during the normal business operations. The second benefit is agility. It supports dynamic policy volumes, providing a variable cost model. Third benefit is security. Cloud provides inherent security and advanced threat protection capabilities. The fourth benefit is intrinsic disaster recovery. Cloud provides built-in capabilities for the disaster recovery. Those are the major benefits. On the left-hand side, on the next slide, please. So this slide gives you a picture of what our data center footprint looks like today on the left-hand side and what is our targeted state for the data centers on the right-hand side. On the left-hand side, you see that current data center footprint has CSX, which is our colo facility, where we are renting space to host our equipment, our servers. And we also have Winter Haven as our disaster recovery center. And we have small footprint in the Azure and AWS. And our target state is reduce the footprint in CSX, go down to 750 square feet from 2,500 square feet that we are currently renting, and get rid of our Winter Haven Disaster Recovery Center, migrate our production systems to Azure Cloud. That's our target state. So next slide. This shows the accomplishments on this project till date. The project started in 2021. As of last year, we migrated a total of 19 production systems and non-production systems to the cloud since 2021. Earlier this year, we had Microsoft perform a cost mitigation assessment and received an exceptional score from them for our cloud implementation. Next slide. So there are only three systems remaining to be migrated to the cloud this year. And after those systems are migrated, we will shift our attention to reducing our CSX colo facility footprint reduction, and we will begin decommissioning our disaster recovery center at Winter Haven towards the end of this year. Next slide. So this slide sums up the annual spend on our data centers year over year. As you can see here, 2024 is the peak year as we have to manage multiple data centers as we migrate from on-prem to the cloud. We anticipate the ramp down to start in 2025 and plateau in 2026. I'll take any questions on this project at this time.
It's pretty clear at each of us. That's great. So 2026 is when you anticipate then having the smaller footprint overall.
Yes, that's correct. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the last update is on the identity governance and identity administration initiative, identity governance and access management initiative. So let me start with the definitions of what is identity governance tool and what is access management tool. Next slide, please. So identity governance tool assures that right people have the right level of access in the systems. This tool enables automatic user provisioning and deprovisioning of user identities. It eliminates the need for manual recertification process. It reduces cybersecurity risk by providing central administration of user identity access privileges. Additionally, it provides 360-degree view of all access of an identity in one place. Next slide. Access management provides single sign-on, multi-factor authentication, and access management at scale. Next slide. Here is a brief history of this initiative. In 2019, we asked Gartner to perform an assessment of our identity and access management capabilities at Citizens, and they provided a set of recommendations on what we could do to improve our identity and access management posture. In 2020, Citizens rolled out multi-factor authentication for internal users. In 2021, Citizens implemented privileged access management toolset. In 2022, IAM, which is Identity and Access Management, and Identity Governance Administration tools were procured through a competitive solicitation. SailPoint is the IGA tool chosen through the solicitation, and Wipro as the implementation partner. Looks like. And the project was actually launched in the Q4 of 2022. In 2023, two of Citizens' major systems were integrated with the IGA tool, the governance tool, our CenterPoint system, which is our back office system, and our My Agency system, which is used by our agents and agencies across the state. Next slide. So this slide shows over 10 major business systems that we are targeting to migrate to IGA and IAM toolset this year, which includes our internal and external websites, our new claims legal matter management system, and also our Citizens Insurance Suite. The last slide shows the budget and spend on the project. The action item was approved by the board back in March of 2023, which gave us a spend authority of $9.46 million over 10 years, which is the first column. At the bottom, you see the $9.46 million, and you can see the makeup of the $9.46 million. Products, $4.3 million, implementation, $2 million, support services, $2.3, and there is a contingency of $859,000. The second column shows the spend till date since the inception of the project, total of $1.53 million spent, and the breakdown of that is also visible here on the slide. And the last column shows the remaining spend authority on this initiative. There is $7.9 million remaining to be spent over the next 9 years. That concludes my presentation. I'll take any questions on any of the projects that I presented.
No questions here, Mr. Chairman.
It looks good, Aditya. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I think with that, unless there's anything else, Aditya, that you guys needed to cover, and without any further comments, I think we are good. Governor Shelton or Mr. Vaughn, any additional comments or questions?
None here, Mr. Chairman.
None here.
All right, perfect. Thank you. Thank you all for joining today, and we will adjourn and see many of you next week. Have a great day. Take care.
Thank you, Committee.
Thank you.